Lehman. Let's introduce Avril Lehman, who's a leadership psychologist who can helpfully shed some light on just why some people are happy. Hello to you, Avril.
Hello there, Molly.
How are you feeling today?
Well, I'm always pretty much happy.
Good.
Which is partly about being naturally optimistic, though it's something you can learn, and actually being extremely grateful, you know, for everything, for your socks, for the sunshine, whatever.
Is it all about the state of mind? Is it about being mindful?
There is that element that if we're not aware of the way that we're thinking, the risk is that we don't work at having positive emotions. Now, there can be terrible things going on or terrible stresses going on, but actually at base there are always things that make us happy and that we're happy about. And this is not about plastering a smile on your face when everything's grim, but it's about realising what it is that does truly make you happy. And this headline kind of bothers me because it says women are happiest at 21, but by 34 they're at their most stressed. Well, that doesn't mean you're not happy. You're doing probably at that stage, you're trying to do a job you love, you're having children you love, you're in a relationship you love, and yes, you may be stressed, you may be fundamentally happy with what's going on, but it's kind of a little bit unfair that you're spinning quite so many plates. So you can actually be happy and stressed at the same time, or under pressure, let's say.
So they're two totally different things.
Yeah.
Yeah, because when I was reading this a little bit earlier on, Avril, about this, the stomach and the teeth, and I was thinking, well, us girls actually aren't that shallow, are we?
I think it's very easy to destroy confidence in women. I don't think it's a strongly built-up trait. And I think our confidence is often most destroyed by those superficial things. Because we get much more criticism than men traditionally do. I think men are getting more criticism, but women are constantly being shown up for their dress sense or whatever. And nobody stops to think, but are they truly good people who are working their butts off to raise the citizens of tomorrow, to hold their job down, etc.? And it's easy to focus sometimes on our teeth not being great, when in fact it may be another aspect of our life we don't really want to look at that's not actually as great. And you know, the things that do make us happy are things like having work that really plays to our strengths. You said how happy you were being at work. I love my work because it uses my key strengths. If I were doing a job like, I don't know, doing people's VAT returns, it would not play to my strengths. I would probably be pretty miserable pretty fast.
Yeah, absolutely.
So those of us lucky enough to be doing something that we love, we feel we're kind of privileged to be in that position. We're much more likely to be happy, and we should realise that.
There are such chapters to our lives as well, aren't there, Avril? I mean, you get told when you're at school it's the happiest time of your life, and in some aspects it is, because you haven't got the stresses, you haven't got the financial worries, you haven't got an awful lot to deal with when you're at school, which is great. And then you've got your teenage years. Yes, you've got the stress of doing the teenage years, but looking back again, brilliant. You've got all these chapters, haven't you, with pros and cons in all of them?
Yeah. And it's interesting how we choose what we remember, really.
Yes.
We can make a choice of remembering that we always had rows with our dad in our teens, or we can choose to remember how carefree it was. It's a choice. And you'll find that very optimistic people choose to remember the better circumstances, and it generally plays into them being happy. They're not stupid, but they tend to be happier. Because, you know, if you had a holiday last week or the week before, you've got a choice. Do you remember if there were flight delays and it rained one day, or do you remember that there were six fabulous days and you were in a lovely place? There's always that choice. And so there's what we call selective perception. You know, how two people see something can be completely different. One will see it as a joyous event and the other will see something to complain about. I know who will be happier.
Sandra on the text says men get grumpier the older they get. What would you say to that?
Oh, I don't know. I mean, I have a lot of male clients as well as female clients, and I can't make that generalisation.
That's only because you're being professional.
Yeah, I work with a lot of non-grumpy men. But I think if you're in miserable circumstances and you're doing nothing, or you can do nothing to change it, then the likelihood is you're more grumpy. But there again, there are people in the most trying circumstances who are astonishingly upbeat and positive. So at least 50% of it, the scientists say, is down to our nature.
Yeah.
And 10%, they say, is due to the circumstances. If you're in rotten circumstances, it makes up 10%. That leaves you 40% to play with, to think about how you could be much more positive, much more happy as
a
result.
That's interesting. Yeah. The predisposition is 50%.
Yeah.
So, because you can be born a happy, bubbly person, or you can be born a miserable git.
Yeah, And the trick is not to be, you know, to go from being Eeyore to Pollyanna. You know, the trick is to live within the top of your personal range.
Mm, mm.
So where I'm happy and smile far too much, my teeth are important. So I've had a lot of work done.
Have you?
Because I smile a lot and I've got your teeth, you know. But for somebody else who's more grumpy, maybe, just working on a few tips can actually change the level of happiness and experience. But they're never going to be kind of bubbly, which is great because we wouldn't want them to be.
Yeah.
But you can live within the upper range, and there are just a few things that make all the difference. And one of them is being grateful, stopping right this moment and thinking of several things. And I know people on Facebook are doing this at the moment. It's come from positive psychology. It's every day think of the three things you're grateful for. And it's amazing how effective it is in shifting your view of life.
Is that to do with mindfulness? Is that to do with being mindful of what's around you? Someone told me the other day that it was the most random thing, but it was bizarre, but it was right, that if you just stop now and look at your arms, put your arms in front of you, your arms don't hurt. Your arms aren't broken. Yeah. Your arms work. Be grateful for that. I know that was really random, but it's true.
Yes. Right this instant in time, if you freeze where you are and say, either what are the best three things that happened to me today, and they might be slight. Mm-hmm. I met an old colleague for lunch. It was delightful and very lucky. And you think about that, then the fact that maybe the train was late this morning, as mine was, because somebody was trespassing on the line, that's a bygone. Who cares?
That's old news.
When you look at the things that have been good today, and it's really very damaging for our mental health to constantly be looking at what wasn't right and to be like feeling resentful. And probably the worst emotion of all is cynicism. That's a real killer. That's very bad for you. The more you can be constructively positive, the better your health will be, and that's physical as well as mental, and your happiness.
I think cynicism and negative people attract terrible negative things.
Yes,
I do,
and they're
yeah.
terribly corrosive to be around.
Yeah, they suck your energy.
And that's troublesome if they're your family or you're married to one or whatever. But you have to be aware that you need the antidotes to hand. It's not a truth, because cynical people and pessimistic people think that they speak the truth, when in fact their view is terribly skewed.
Mm.
And the more rational view, because they'll often say, oh, I'm just being rational. No, they're not. The rational view is actually our lives have got better and better. All you need to do is say, is my life better than my great-grandparents? And you think, yeah, in so many ways, just plumbing and dentistry alone, we've got things to be grateful for.
I must write that down. Wait, let me get my pen. Plumbing and dentistry. So whenever anything annoys you at work or someone cuts you up on the Bristol Road, but you're going home and you've got the option of dentistry and you've got plumbing throughout the
house.
You've
got an indoor toilet. I mean, what not to be grateful for?
Oh, Avril, I like you very much. Look, you've really made me happy. Thank you so much for joining us this afternoon. Oh, you're lovely. Have a lovely evening, won't you?
And you.
And afternoon. Bye-bye, Avril.
Bye-bye, just now.